Someone asked me a question whether they have to recite a Shehecheyanu the first time that they separate challah. In other words, is there a requirement to recite a Shehecheyanu the first time that you perform a mitzvah? So this is actually a machlokas, a debate between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Menachos, Daf Ayin Hammond Base, comments on a Kohen who seems to recite a bracha when he first brings a korban mincha, when he goes in the Beis HaMikdash and he does the avoda and he brings the mincha. The first time that he brings the mincha, he recites a Shehecheyanu, and Rashi there writes that Oshi kriv mincha chadash kagon mincha sa'omer. I'm sorry. He says kagon shelo hikriv kohen ze adai mincha miyamav. If the kohen is bringing a mincha in Yerushalayim, for example, he didn't yet bring a korban mincha at all, ever. Omer Kohen Shehecheyanu, he recites the Shehecheyanu. The Rokeach in Hilchos Brachos Siman Shin Ayin Aleph says very explicitly that kol mitzvah shizmana kavua, any mitzvah that has a fixed time, like lulav, like sukkah, like achilas matzah on Pesach. So that for those mitzvahs, the first time that you recite, that you perform the mitzvah, in that specific time, we recite a Shehecheyanu. Kol mitzvah shall adam lasos v'lo asa u'mischanech lechatchila, or a mitzvah that a person has to do, and he dedicates his first time that he initiates the process of doing a mitzvah for the first time, tzarech levarach Shehecheyanu. So the Rokeach says very explicitly that you would recite a bracha of Shehecheyanu the first time you perform a mitzvah. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's understanding of Menachos. Tosfos explains that the reason why the Kohen recites a Shehecheyanu when he brings the Omer when he brings the Mincha for the first time is Venira Lafarish Lafisha Hayu Mishmaros Mishadshos Mishalfos Pamayim Bashana. It's because the Mishmaros were not routine. Each Kohen, there were 24 Mishmaros, 24 different groups of Kohanim. And so essentially what that meant was that you were on a 24-week rotation. So essentially you would serve in the Mikdash probably around two times a year. Ulchol Mishmara Hayeh Bati Avos, and within each rotation, there's a sub-rotation. Would you work on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday? Well, what day of the week would you work? Nimsa Shilohoyu Makrivim El Shnei Yomim Bashana. What would emerge is that every Kohen would only work in the Mikdash 2 days a year. Uzman Kavu Lahem Lahakriv Lachatzi Shana Yom Echad. So essentially, Tosus defines the bringing of the Mincha, since it was brought essentially 2 days a year, that's like a mitzvah whose zman is kavua. It's like eating matzah, the first time you eat matzah on Pesach once a year. The first time you sit in the sukkah, right, it happens one season, one holiday a year. The first time you bring the lulav, which is seasonal. So he believes, Tosus believes, that bringing the mincha is also a seasonal mitzvah. And therefore, you would not necessarily recite a bracha of Shehecheyanu on the first time that you perform a mitzvah in your life. The Kohen who brings the mincha, that is a seasonal mitzvah. So how do we rule? So the Shulchan Aruch, actually the Ramah in Yoredeya, Simon Chav Ches, Se'iv Beis, in the context of the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, of covering the blood after Shechita. So there the Ramah writes, Mi sheshachat b'pam harishon, the first time that you shecht, mavarach shechiyon al kisei adam, you actually recite a bracha of shechiyon al kisei adam. The Ramah rules that, like Rashi, like the Rokeach, that you do recite a mitzvah shechiyon the first time you perform a mitzvah. However, the Shach disagrees. The Shach in Sif Katan Hay writes that afil b'mitzvah shemischanchim ba ein mavarachim shechiyonu Kol She'ein Zmana Kavua, that we do not recite a Shehecheyanu whenever it's the first time that we perform a mitzvah. And this is the position of Tosfos, the Ran, the Rashba, etc. So we have this major machlokes. I was told that Rav Shachter follows the Shach, that we don't, first of Shechter follows the Shach, we do not recite a bracha on a new mitzvah. There's an interesting middle position that's found in the Chasam Sofer Chelek Aleph in Siman Nun Hei, where he cites the Sefer Pri Toar, where he writes that the first time that you're mischanech tchila lachiyuv mitzvah yivarech, he writes that when you dedicate a new type of obligation for a mitzvah, you recite a bracha. This is not what the Rokeach said. It's not that in every mitzvah you recite, that every mitzvah, the first time you perform it, you recite a bracha of Shechiyanu. But if you enter into a status, now you are a chiyuv mitzvahs. So then you would recite a bracha of Shechiyanu. So he would recite, let's say a bar mitzvah, if the first time he puts on tefillin. So he would recite a Shechiyanu that first time. Why? Not on the new mitzvah of tefillin, but what? I'll call mitzvah she'asid lasos kol yamav. The mitzvah, the first time he puts on tefillin, is symptomatic of all future mitzvahs that he will receive as a halachic man. So that you would recite a Shechiyanu. And that's how he explains Rashi's position. For the Kohen, who the first time performs the Avodah, so then he would recite Shechiyanu, not in the mitzvah of bringing Korban Mincha, but now he's a different status. He is now an individual who's serving in the Mikdash. He also argues that maybe based on this, that perhaps a woman who is going to get married and she would recite a Shechiyanu on the first time she goes to the mikvah, again, not on the mitzvah necessarily of going to the mikvah, but now that when a woman gets married, she is a new halachic status in some sense, that she goes to the mikvah, that she does hafrashas challah, she separates challah, she does hadlakas neros. So this first mitzvah in this new status as being someone who's mechuyeves as a wife. So then that would also necessitate a Shechiyanu. So we see sort of three different opinions. We have one opinion, which is the Rokeach, maybe Rashi, which is any time that you perform a mitzvah for the first time, you recite a Shechiyanu. Many Rishonim disagree. Tosos, the Ran, the Rashba, who say no, you only recite a bracha on a new mitzvah if it's a mitzvah that is kavua bizman, that depends on a certain time period. Like the first time you have sit in the sukkah on sukkahs, the first time you wave the lulav on sukkah, first time you eat matzah on the night of Pesach. But you would not recite a bracha of Shechiyanu on the first time you perform any mitzvah. The Ramah paskins like the Rokeach, but the Shach disagrees. And he says you should not recite a bracha the first time you perform a mitzvah. And the Chasam Sofer cites an opinion that has a middle view, that you said you recite a Shechiyanu any time that you enter into a new halachic status. But it seems, as I mentioned, I was told that Rav Shechter holds like the Shach, that we would not recite a Shechiyanu on a new mitzvah unless it's a seasonal mitzvah.